It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Hey there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Well, Charlie, I don't know if you knew, but some of the most popular episodes of All Things Gardening tend to have one thing in common, and that thing is pollinators and how to attract them. You have some great ideas with some really cool and beautiful plants. What can you tell us?
Well, I particularly want to talk about milkweed, since I'm seeing a lot of it in my fields, and I'm sure a lot of other people are seeing a lot of the common milkweed growing out there. And of course, many gardeners know that milkweed is a great pollinator plant and specific very much to the monarch butterfly. So I wanted to talk a little bit about it, the pros and cons, and give some alternatives to the common milkweed. So common milkweed, or Asclepias cereaca, is something that you see in farm fields all over the place. And the thing about bringing it into your garden is that it's very aggressive. It'll start spreading around. I mean, I see it even in the fields where I mow right up to the edge of the field. It just keeps popping up and I keep mowing it down. It's back and forth. If you put that in a garden, in a pollinator garden, eventually you're just going to have a whole little patch of milkweed. And that's not the greatest thing. So there are some good alternatives to the common milkweed. One of them, if you have a wet spot, is called swamp milkweed, which sounds appropriate. It grows well in a wet area, in part shade areas. There's another one called purple milkweed, which does grow well in the shade, which is really nice if you're doing a pollinator garden in a shade or a part shade area to try this one instead. And then there's a world milkweed, which has white flowers, lower growing than the regular milkweed, and does well in dry soil, if you're in a sandy location, for example. These are all different species, and they have one thing in common, and that is they are less aggressive than the common milkweed. And there are some other alternatives. Now, there is a plant called the butterfly weed, Asclepias tuberosa, that I think a lot of gardeners are familiar with, has beautiful orange flowers. Ours is blooming for a second time this summer already. A great plant for monarchs, for pollinators, and other butterflies. There are versions of this now that have different colored flowers. The plant looks just the same, but the flower color is different. One called Hello Yellow. And there's been some research done, actually by a UVM grad student, that shows that these variations called nativars are actually okay. If you just change like the color of the flower, the pollinators and butterflies will recognize it and will use it as a pollinator plant. If you go too far and make it really weird looking, like some of the echinacea, then it's not going to work. So when you're looking for alternatives to milkweed and butterfly weed, look for some of the different versions that have different colored flowers or look very similar, maybe only one step removed from the original plant.
And I understand that you are holding a pollinator event coming up at Echo Leahy Center. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes, I'm working with VPIRG and a number of other nonprofits to offer a free event. This will be on August 31st at 5:30 p.m. at the Leahy Center down in Burlington. And we're going to talk about pollinators.
And just this note that VPIRG is an underwriter of Vermont Public. Well, let's take care of a question from Nancy in Randolph. And Nancy asks, if I deadhead my clematis.
Either one is fine.
If I deadhead my clematis, will it rebloom?
Well, Nancy, that depends on what kind of clematis you have. If you have the early flowering ones, the ones that flower early summer, if you deadhead it immediately afterwards, there's a chance that they will come back and rebloom. The large flowered ones, the Jackmanni types, tend not to rebloom if you deadhead them. They bloom a little bit later. Also, another thing to keep in mind is that the small flowered ones, I have one called Pink Mink, which is a small flowered clematis that is still blooming from the original bloom back in July. It's still blooming now. So depending on the variety you have, deadheading them can actually bring the flowers back for you.
Tomato, clematis. If you have questions about them, you can send them to us, vermontpublic.org. Search for All Things Gardening and submit your question in that post. Thanks as always, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.